Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi, let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Welcome back to the show. It's Sam Crowley, founder of Every Day is Saturday. It's great to have you inside the number one entrepreneurial motivational show on planet Earth, where we talk about how to accept, like we talked about in the intro, accept who you are. Just don't accept where you are. It's all right to be an ex-stuttering college dropout, fumbling, bumbling, stumbling, going through bankruptcy, having everybody tell you you're crazy and you're never going to amount to anything. So stay in the J-O-B, Sammy boy. I didn't accept where I was. I did accept who I was. I know my limitations. I'm not going to represent you in a legal case. I am not going to be getting inside and performing cardiovascular surgery on you, but what I will be doing is get inside your heart in a roundabout way, in an indirect way, and letting you know, man, it's okay to play big. It's okay to play big. So let me set the stage for today's show. I'm going to talk about the 80-20 rule, a rule I found out about many, many years ago when I was in sales, and it really did, man. It worked magic in my life. And I mean, when I say magic, I mean magic. And I'm going to explain how you can use it in your life as well. It's a very simple law, a very simple rule. Very few apply it, however, and I don't know why. I mean, you know how it works. So let's talk about the 80-20 rule, and I'm not going to spew any definition out there and do any research. Come on. What do you think? I do research for my show? Let's talk about life experience, my friend. We're talking about the school of hard knocks, everything that I have applied. I'm not talking theory. Do you really want to hear theory about the 80-20 rule? Here's my take on the 80-20 rule, all right? 80% of your success is going to come from 20% of your focus, actions. Let's set another way. All right, let me tell you my real life experience in sales. I found out early in my sales career that 80% of my sales, my revenue, my success, and really my income was going to come from 20% of my clients. Okay, so let's say I had a book of business. I was in sales. So let's say I had a book of business. I had to call on 100 customers. Okay, and the goal was to sell them more advertising. That's the game I was in, the advertising game. So I was given a book of 100 clients, give or take, and I immediately said 80% of these people, they're either going to just renew what they currently have or they're going to cut their advertising. It's 20%. 20 out of these 100 people that I really need to shine my magnifying glass over, and it will crush my sales. Now, the difference between the way I went about my business, now, I didn't do this at first. At first, I would agonize, and I would try to give every single client the best presentation. Even though they looked at me thinking, dude, please, I mean, I'll pay you to leave because I got to get back to work and you're costing me money. I don't want to see your dog and pony show. I don't want to see your sales aides. I don't want you to go through the whole process. I ain't buying, all right? I'm just going to just show me where I can renew. As soon as I figured out that I was going to be saving so much energy by not having to do that stupid stuff, my results skyrocketed. They absolutely skyrocketed. Now, you compare that to, here's why I just think jobs are like, oh my God, I can't do it. I can't do it. And then I used to be at odds with every boss I had because they're like, okay, not male, female, young, old, doesn't matter what kind of boss I had. Same spiel. They all went to boss camp and they came back with, now, you got to give 110% in front of the customer each and every time because you never know. You never know when they're ready to buy. And you're going to miss. Here we go. You ready? Wayne Gretzky said one time that you miss 100% of the shots you don't take. That's me snoring. Okay, look, that's so stupid. It's not even worth talking about on this show. But that's every manager in corporate America, especially in sales, okay, giving you the absolute positively wrong advice, all right? You got to work your plan and plan your work and blah, 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 blah. Yeah, okay. I agree to that. Except you got to do it with the 20% of the people. I think it's even less, but you got to do it with those amount of people that are actually willing to listen. Let me give you another example, All right? I have 40 rental units, okay? Out of 40 rental units, 10% of my tenants give me 95% of my aggravation every single month. They're late with the rent. They always got a problem. They're always calling with something that's going on. There's always some drama, always, always, always causing 95% of the headache, okay? Now, the other part of my tenants, the other 90% of my tenants, no problem at all. They had no problem. I'll pay the rent on time. Good tenants, hardworking people. They just want a nice roof over their house. They want to make sure that, hey, you know, if something's broken down, something's going to get fixed, you know? But that's another way that I've applied this as well. So I just accept it. You know, I just accept it being a landlord that 10% of my tenants are going to cause me 90% of my problems. So what are you doing? Like, what do you do? Are you in sales? Are you in a job? Do you run your business? Do you have clients? Do you have customers? Well, if you're in a business, you do have clients and customers. I know that. Are you allowing a lot of those customers to just eat your lunch for you? You know, meaning that they're actually running your business. You're not running your business. You got to get control, man. Understanding the 80-20 principle, and this is just my take on it. I'm not an 80-20 expert. Didn't write a book on it. Recording a podcast on it for the first time ever. But it's all about experience. I want to share my experience with you because I think you may be in the same boat as me. You go to a job every day and you're not focused on that 10 to 20% of your book of business that's really going to crush it for you. Or in my business, okay, what I'm doing with Every Day is Saturday, speaker, trainer, seminar leader, I've got a database. Here's another great example. 20% of my database, or less probably, accounts for 80% or more of my revenue each and every month. When I go speak to an audience of 1,000 people, okay, I'm speaking to less than 20% of that audience. I spoke in London a couple years ago, and at that event, there was about 1,000 people there, okay? And I sold a course on how to create your own podcast, like what I'm doing right now, how to monetize it, how to grow it, how to promote it. By the way, February of 2014, I'm launching my very first never-before-seen podcast training program. So stay plugged into this show if you have an interest in growing your business via podcasting. A little bit of a plug there. Stay tuned, though. Go to everydayissaturday.com. Make sure you're on our email list because it's the main way you're going to find out about the product launch on how to create your very own show, just like this. So when I'm speaking at that event in London, I go up and there's 1,000 people there, okay? I know right out of the gate that I'm speaking to less than 200 people. Probably less than that because there's what's called buyer's units. If a husband and wife go together, they're one unit of that's going to purchase, okay? So I'm not speaking to 1,000 people. I mean, it's nice, great energy, but I know 800 of them aren't going to buy my product, all right? It's $1,000, and I just know the numbers, okay? So what are you doing? What do you sell? All right. Why are you trying to please 100% of the people? It ain't going to happen. It's absolutely impossible. If I were to open up my database right now of all the people in there, I'm talking some 30,000 people right now. Out of that, let me give you another example. Perfect example. If I send out an email, I love people that say, I've got an email list of 100,000 people, 500,000 people. Dude, listen to me. I would rather have a joint venture with somebody that had an email list of 500 people that had a great relationship with them as opposed to somebody who's a spammer that's got an email list of 500,000 people, because what's going to happen is that person's going to get more of an open rate with that great relationship, that lower amount of people on their email database, and they're going to get more people to open their email, more people to click on a link in the email, more people to purchase the product. As opposed to the individual who's just sending an email. You know what I'm talking about, right? You're on some of these people's email lists. You get bombarded every single day with a new offer. Check this, sales page coming down, blah, 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 blah. I talked to the owner and he agreed to leave it up just for you, just for today. I mean, that type of crap. But even with my email base, I know with my database that I'm going to get a certain percentage, 20% or less, that's going to open the email. And a certain percentage is going to click on the link, and a certain percentage is going to buy the product. And you got to market to those people much differently than you would speak to. I segment everybody in my database by their behavior. All right. So if you've opened an email, you get segmented. If you've clicked on a link, you get segmented. If you've purchased a product in the past, you get segmented. And we speak to you differently because you've already raised your hand and said, I'm interested. I'm a buyer. As opposed to the tire kicker, the individual who's never going to buy anything. And here's another thing I learned. Okay. Individuals that have spent $250,000 with me over the past couple years or so never complain. You know why? Because people who pay more, they pay more attention, all right? It's amazing the person who spends $7 on an audio will blow up our support desk with a bunch of questions or complaints. I can't get it to download. That's why I want a refund, blah, blah, blah. But somebody spends $250,000, never hear from, never a complaint. And if they do, we jump right on it. I mean, obviously, we're not idiots, okay? I have a personal phone call from yours truly, Sam Crowley, on the line, talking to the person. Because why? Well, the investment dictated that. So when I realized this, all of this, it all started in the mid-90s for me when I was in sales. And I realized I could exert much less effort and actually enjoy what I do because I enjoy the people I'm spending time with. And now life got so much better. It became a game. Okay, in or out. That's how I would, when I got my book of business every year in sales, I would just take a look. You in, you out. You in, you out. And you're opting in by showing any interest whatsoever in what I have to say. If you can read body language and you're in sales, for example, you go out and meet with somebody and they got their hands folded or they're doodling or they're on the computer or checking text, whatever, and they're not even interested, wrap it up, get out. I used to get in and out within literally my car would still be running. I knew the person wasn't going to buy. Now, if my manager was riding along, I did the stupid dog and pony show. Hey, we got some new products this year. You want to take a look? You know, it's so stupid. It's so stupid. And the manager would be like, oh, I really think that he's going to be. I'm thinking to myself, no, he's not. But you were with me, so I had to go through that. Now, I knew the people ahead of time that were interested. They were always the buyers. They bought everything, you know. New product, hey, I'm buying. Those are the ones you spend the most time with. And then if you create a new customer, you get a prospect, and they turn into a great lead, and they buy, they go in, they opt in, they go into your 20%. Do you understand what I'm saying? You know, and being a landlord, the opposite is true. If you have rental property, I described that. We're always turning over the bottom 10%. Why? Because we don't want the problems to deal with. If 10% of our tenants are causing 90% of our problems, what's the easiest thing to do? You move them out. It's okay. It's, you know, the tenant, landlord, tenant, they have sometimes not equal rights. Sometimes I think tenants have way more rights than landlords, but don't get me started on that. But if you have equal rights, a tenant can say, hey, I'm not interested in having you in a landlord anymore. I'm moving out. Same thing with a landlord. I'm not interested in having you as a tenant anymore. You're moving out. We're moving on. Move on from bad relationships. Move on from bad customers. Start today harnessing the power of the 80-20 rule, man. That's my take on it. That's my layman's, non-researched, life experience take on Pareto's Law, the 80-20 rule. And if you want to do more research online, just Google 80-20 rule, and you'll find out so much more than you ever thought was going on below the surface with that rule. I know it's helped me immensely. I know it's going to help you. The problem is we're all people pleasers. You know, we all want to please everybody every time. Or the opposite's true. You know, we already have this, they're not going to buy. No. Give the person the opportunity to be a great client. Give the person the opportunity to buy from you. And if they opt in, they raise their hand, say, sell me. I'm in. Love you. Love your product. Here's the thing. You're going to have people love you no matter what. And you're going to have people that hate you no matter what. All right, if you're in marketing, all right, if you don't have any haters and you're not even trying, okay, if you're in marketing, you're in business and you're putting yourself out there, people just aren't going to like you no matter what. You don't market to them, move on, get away, don't let them keep you up at night. Some people are going to love you no matter what. Those are the ones you talk to. Hey, you love me? Great, I got more products. Why are you making it so difficult? Why are you making it so incredibly hard? Like, I got to turn this person into a buyer. No, you don't. No, you don't. You got to show them the door. Say, here you go, it's okay. You know, personalities conflict. You don't like products. It doesn't make either one of us a bad person. If you ain't buying, I ain't selling. And we don't have a relationship. I'll send you a Christmas card, but we're not doing business together. You understand? It's not a difficult concept to comprehend, but so many people make it so hard. People I came up through the ranks with in sales made it so hard. You know, I'm going back. They're going to buy. Oh, no, they're not. They're not going to buy. They're just not going to. If Zig Ziglar himself walked in that door, they ain't buying. So why are you banging your head against the wall? My friends, I think today was a powerful message. I think we moved the ball a little bit today. If you feel the same way, shout it out, man. Get on Twitter, hashtag every day is Saturday. Spread the word. If you love the show, tell a friend. If you hate the show, tell a friend. All right? One way or another, make every day Saturday. Hit me up on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let's do it, man. Let's move it this week. It's a big week for you. Harness the power of the 80-20 rule in every facet of your life. And have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.